Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here we go. First pitch time, 8:31. And Jeter swings. It's a high drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Derek Jeter hits a first ball fastball deep in the bleachers in left field. And on the first pitch of the game, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Wah, now after you back it up, then stop. Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and the 2000. All right, sports. Yeah, let's do the sports talk. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on The Fan for the next 50 minutes. Go New York, go New York, go. No, I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm a basketball fan. My pop's a Knicks fan. My uncle's a Knicks fan. My cousins are Knicks fans. I know a lot of Knicks fans. There's a lot of Knicks fans in this WFAN. There's a lot of Knicks fans that I interact with on a daily, weekly basis. And I haven't seen them look the way they've looked in the last 48 hours. You feel me? Like, this is euphoric. This is a different high. This is a battery in the Knicks fans' back that I didn't expect them to get. Good. Belief is needed. Continue. We don't know what is going to happen. The Celtics don't know what is going to happen. But you're going to get their best shot. You're going to get the Celtics' best shot. 888-808-1019. Let's start talking about the Knicks a little bit. Yankee fans on the line, we'll get to you as well. But, like, man, as exciting as that game was to watch, and, you know, I hate the Celtics. You know, I'd never dress up in a leprechaun outfit to troll Knicks fans. And even as a Net fan, I've been pretty honest with you. Like, when I first came to WFAN as a Net fan, I knew I was punching up. And the Nets were decent. Well, ultimately, they didn't win anything, and now they suck. And it's like they're not in the conversation. But, you know, for me to be in New York with the Knicks being good, I know how rare this is. I know how terrible the Knicks have been. And, like, this team, they didn't seem to have the chemistry in the regular season. And then, obviously, there were injuries or whatever. But, like, it seems like their chemistry is building now through the tougher moments, through the playoffs, through the actual battles. Forged through fire. Iron sharpens iron. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's them against the world, but they have a world of Knicks fans behind them. And it seems like the world always hates on the Knicks, right? It seems like the world hates on New York, and there's always an angle of, like, they feel like the Knicks fan is always so much bigger than the Knicks team and performance. But this Knicks team is embodying the fans. This Knicks team is a team that's looking like they could actually back this up. This is a huge game, too, and the start of this game is going to tell you everything. If the Celtics can hit their threes, if the Celtics do have a different approach, if they do get the Knicks in foul trouble and continue to go at them and learn from game one, then we're going to see what type of series this actually is. But, man, there's no such thing really as house money, but there's no pressure on the Knicks here. They're up 1-0. They can't wait to get back to the Garden. You kidding me? The Garden, like, this isn't going to be the Garden when you have the Miami Heat in town. This isn't going to be the Garden when you have the Pacers in town or Atlanta Hawks in town. This is the Boston Celtics. I told y'all leading up to this series, there are Celtics fans among us. They live in the city, and they'll make the trip down. And after Knicks fans took over their building in game one, I expect more Knicks fans to take over their building in game two. And this is going to be a back and forth. It's New York and Boston. Giants, Patriots. Yankees, Red Sox. Knicks, Celtics. Limo driver Ed in Eastern PA on the Fan in New York. You got it.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, my brother. Hey, that's one of the things, like you just said, is with the 3 points. I mean, Boston shot so many of them. Listen, normally they hit those shots and the Knicks would have lost by 30 points. All right. But I got to give it to them. That's these, you know, for the past two games, you know, I'm wrong about them. That first time when they won and, you know, beat Detroit, and I'm saying to myself, it's okay, let's see what happens. So now I'm on my way home. And I'm listening to Cleveland lose. Now, they said that Donovan, Mitchell, that he was on the bench for like 12 minutes. And then the coach comes out and says after the game, they're tired. And I'm saying they're tired. They had all this time off. But yet, you know, now Tibbs, he runs this team. But people don't understand one thing is maybe that is not too bad. Maybe it doesn't drain them out. You know what I'm saying?
They're conditioned. Go on.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Now, here's Cleveland that's been off. How can they be tired?
Oh, I know why they're tired. Because they're down three starters, and there are guys that are playing minutes that they don't play that many minutes. They're not expected to be out there running up and down the court for 30. They're asking Dean Wade to give them 30 minutes. They're asking Ty Jerome to give them 28 minutes. Max Strus, 39 minutes. Jared Allen, 38, and Donovan Mitchell, 36. And Donovan Mitchell tried to put the team on his back, but ultimately, if you are tapping into your depth and your backup that didn't play all year like that, and now in a heightened environment, in a heightened moment, they're already down 1-0, they got at the end of that game. The Pacers went on a run at the end of that game. Curtains, up 2-0. How are they coming back from that unless Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and DeAndre Hunter miraculously get healthy?
Yeah, Halliburton is. Hey, listen, they said they was talking. They said that Halliburton doesn't get, you know, the praise like he should be getting.
I'm so tired of this with Halliburton. We know he's good. He was an All-Star. Yeah. He was on Team USA. He's not underrated. Everybody knows who he is. I guess Wally Szczerbiak and the disrespect from a few years back that just like we just always keep hearing this about, like I know who he is. We know who he is. Like he's, we give him his credit, and that was cold as hell. That step back to call game was crazy. Too bad his pops couldn't come and see it because he wanted to go toe to toe with Giannis. But at the same time, like where I'm at, Ed, is like, yo, the Pacers are halfway there, yeah, punching their ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals. And if you're a Knicks fan, don't you want to go check them? Don't you want to potentially get revenge for last year? Reggie Miller, silence. Like, come on. Like, don't you see the writing on the wall?
Yep, and that's it. Now, one more thing is, and I'm not understanding this. What is the problem? They got Mitchell Robinson. Why don't these guys, when they're off on the off season, why don't they practice that foul shot? Man, they make millions of dollars.
He does. He's not built like that. He's not a player that can shoot like that.
And then in the moment,
Ed, we think it's easy. Like, most of us regular humans couldn't, and with a full crowd in the world watching, go there and drain them two foul shots. We're gonna get 10 attempts and miss all 10.
I know, man. But it's just that listen, there's got to be a way that you can practice. It's gotta be.
I bet he's practiced. And if they had practice yesterday, I bet he's practiced. But practice, if like when you're in the moment, it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. And you gotta have a couple bounces and rhythm and form. But man, you're sweating and you're tired and you know the game is on the line. He knows they're about to go hack a Mitch. He's no stranger to that. He knows it's coming.
Yeah, he definitely does. But all right, my brother. I'm so tired, man. I've been running so much since Tuesday. North Airport's a joke. I done lost money. I'm picking up people left and right. So I just got home. I just came from New York. It's crazy, man.
Well, get you some rest, man. Thanks for the call. Got a big day tomorrow with the sports in New York. Appreciate the call. And, yeah, Newark Airport, I'm staying away. I don't have any trips booked or planned. The things coming out of Newark Airport, they're telling you to stay away.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I feel bad for anybody that's been inconvenienced with the delays and the wait time. They're saying it's not safe to land in Newark. Just some of the stuff I'm catching on social media. I'm like, well, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. I'm locked in. And what's Tommy always say? Like, don't make any vacation plans or something in October. I'm not making any vacation plans for right now. I want to go to the All-Star game in the A. I want to go to Atlanta in July, but by then we should be good. 888-808-1019. Moose is in Jamaica. What's up, Moose?
Yeah, what it do, Keith?
You're what up, man?
Hello. I went to the game today, but first, how about some Knicks?
Yeah, how about those Knicks? Still underdogs, 10.5-point underdogs. That went up 2 points. So the world is expecting the Celtics to come out and say, we're the defending champs and we can shoot threes.
I say that, like, everything, you know, like based on the regular season stats, like I said, the prediction, Vegas, the odds making makes sense why they say Celtics in five. But I say the playoff animal, the Knicks not being injured, Boston being a little banged up, and just big time players to the Knicks showing up because they just have undeniable will. We're not going down this time. The only way they can win is in six. And by the way, I did put in $100 bet for the Knicks to win in six. So it's looking pretty for now, but I'm not going to knock on wood or anything. Let the chips fall where they may. I won't live. It doesn't kill me to lose $100. I ran into some money. So that's why I even did it, because I just won. But it was really refreshing considering the whole blow-up of yesterday. And the whole Devin Williams thing is really disheartening, not from a GM's perspective, but, like, not to place blame on Cashman or Boone, because, like, I mean, they either should have done their homework or were hustled, right? But from a fan's perspective, it really sucks to know that what was seen as the surest thing other than Emmanuel Clase to being three outs in the ninth inning guaranteed among the rest of Major League Baseball is nothing but a panhandle.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, but like it's also the change of scenery. Thanks for the call, Moose. 888-808-1019. Nixon 6 is still in play. But again, Vegas, they're not going to be wrong all the time. They were wrong in that first one. And most people are not expecting another overtime game. And I don't know. It's going to be fun to see because anything can happen. But anyway, the Knicks are 10.5-point underdogs, and the over-under is set at 211 for the game two coming up. Now, with Devin Williams, I mean, Cashman said that he had his eye on Devin Williams for years. They had been trying to get Devin Williams for years. I think they did their research, but there is just no way for you to research and figure out how a guy is going to respond to being in the big city. Being under the bright lights, the pinstripes are heavy. We know this. We know this. You can name a bunch of players where it just did not work out here. It just did not work out. You know, IKF came here to be the shortstop. It was like, you know, IKF, I don't know why they tried to make him a shortstop. He couldn't do it consistently enough. He couldn't hit. He couldn't field. And what'd they keep doing? Oh, no, there's metrics that tell you he's a good defensive shortstop. And okay. All right. Sonny Gray gets mentioned. There are other pitchers. It did not work, whether it was like Lance Lynn here or Nady Valdi here, and then they go elsewhere and they shine. You know, the Texas Rangers won the World Series, and they all took pictures together. Nady Valdi, Aroldis Chapman, Jordan Montgomery, Andrew Heaney. Am I forgetting somebody? It was all like, ha, look at us. We can pitch in Texas so good that we got a ring before the Yankees and their drought. It just is what it is. Call a spade, you know that. Aaron Judge can play in New York at an all-time ridiculous level. Aaron Judge was made for it. Everybody's not. Juan Soto, no problem. Like, Juan Soto's having a tougher time on the other side of New York. Who would have thought about that? That's where the pressure's supposed to be off, right? Clay Holmes can be a starter for the New York Mets. He couldn't come out of bullpen and pitch for the Yankees. He couldn't close games for the Yankees. It's supposed to be, you know, the Mets take Yankee players because, all right, if you could play for the A team, you could play for the B team. 888-808-1019. Tony's in Montreal, back on the Fan. What's up, Tony?
How you doing, Keith? Great to talk to you again. Talking about success in New York and playing for A team or B team, I just quickly did some stats. Alonzo's looking at a season, if you extrapolate, he's looking at 40 home runs, 155 RBI. You're looking at Judge, he's looking at somewhere in the range of 100 RBIs and 49 home runs. And obviously his batting average is ridiculous, 400. He's hitting 412. And, you know, Alonzo's hitting, I believe, 349. And then everyone's talking about Soto, et cetera, and he's hitting at a clip of 254, 60 RBI and 21 home runs. And people are saying, give him time, but it's a quarter of the season, or let's say 20% of the season is gone if you're looking at 600 at bats. So, Keith, what is it? What is it? Like, he turned his back on Alonzo when he drove him home the other night, and I mentioned that to one of your colleagues on the radio. He saw you know, it's you, Tony, you're making a big deal about, you know, the smiling and being friendly to his teammates. I'm not. I'm Keith. If you didn't pat me on the back in a football field after I did something good, or if I didn't pat you on the back, I might start thinking different about you. You know, look at tonight when the Edmonton Oilers came back. I mean, did you see these guys jumping on top of each other when Brown scored that goal with 1 minute left, and they went ahead with 3 minutes left when another player, I forget who it was, Zach Hyman scored a beautiful goal. They were jumping on each other like they loved each other. And, you know, like, I look at Judge. He's always smiling. He's always got that grin on his face. Even when he gets pounded by the media, he doesn't turn into a viper. Alonso, he shut his mouth the whole season, off season. He didn't make any bones about anything. He just sat there, like you said, took the comments, and he said nothing. And it came time they signed him. I'm just wondering, Keith, you're in the bowl. You're in New York. What do you think? What is it that's causing Soto to have such a miserable season? I'm just watching it from a long distance, and I figure you might have some insight into that.
Yeah, I was joking about it, but now, like, when I say, give it time, I'm saying it facetiously. I'm saying it sarcastically. Like, we've given it enough time. Juan Soto doesn't look like the Juan Soto I watched last year. He doesn't look like the Juan Soto I've seen throughout his career. He looks like a guy that did everything he could to squeeze every single thing out of Steve Cohen, and he got it, right? For not just him, but his entire family. And that was his whole motive. Scott Boras and the Supreme Court of Soto, the team that signed Juan Soto, the generational Juan Soto, the centurion, they called him a centurion. They said whatever team signs Juan Soto is going to make billions over the decade and a half that they have the player. Well,
and you know what? You know what, Keith? I just want to make a point. You know, like, that to me, that gluttony of that contract is going to eat him up. And I said this early in the season when people were saying the Yanks not going to go anywhere, the pitching's bad. I said, no, bro, you have Judge. You have Judge, who is a leader. He is a captain, and he's an icon player, and he can take the heat. So can Alonso. Alonso can take the heat. And that's the thing, man. If you don't love yourself, like you said the other day about Shadar, if you're not going to be humble, you will be humbled. Guess what, Keith? You're right. Guess what? Yeah. Soto's getting humbled, right? He's getting humbled because he loves himself too much, man. And you know what? I just make this last comment. You know, it's not the smiling. It's the part of being part of the team and loving the team you're on. And I always said, we have Judge. The Yankees are good, and they can build around him. And one last thing. The guy in Toronto who's always playing like he's at the sandbox, at the sand lot. He's got a smile on his face. He goes to the All-Star game. He's got 50 guys patting him on the back. He got the best money. He got a guaranteed $300 million up front. And guess what? If they go on strike, that money's in the bank.
Yeah. He's Canadian-born player. He's stayed home. Didn't do what a lot of Mets fans thought and, you know, turn that money down, hit free agency to come take Steve Cohen's money. All money ain't good money. Thanks for the call, Tony. 888-808-1019. You know, you said the word gluttony. That's one of the seven deadly sins. Gluttony is the overindulgence and overconsumption of anything to the point of excess. Is Juan Soto worth that contract? I remember saying on this radio station, wait, we're getting over $750 million. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I think it's ridiculous. No, Keith, that's what you got to do to sign the player. Well, maybe that's the wrong thing to do. Is he better than Ohtani? Is he better than Judge? Imagine, like, the Yankees paying him $760 million and he's performing like this. He wouldn't be, because he'd be hitting in front of Judge. But Judge, look at the numbers Judge is putting up as Judge. As the captain of the New York Yankees, as a father now, as a family man, a good guy, a leader, says all the right things in the media, does all the right things on and off the field, had loyalty to, you know, the Yankee brand and wanting that hat on and stayed there, actually took less. Didn't say, oh, well, the Padres are offering me more, so that's where I'm going. Sweepstakes over. Always going to the highest bidder, man. Money can't buy you love. Money is the root of all evil, as we talk about gluttony, one of the seven deadly sins. There is enough evidence to say maybe Juan Soto isn't that happy as a Met. There is enough evidence to say that he's pressing. His life is completely changed. The money that he's making is different. His teammates are different. The environment, right? I joked. I was like, well, you know, I'll even flip it. I won't even make the joke that I was making about, you know, guys, when you meet the girl that you saw on Tinder or Instagram or whatever dating apps you guys use now, and all her pictures look a certain type of way, and then you get around her and you meet her in real life, and she goes from being a 10 on your phone to a 4.5. Maybe this wasn't all it was cracked out to be so far in these first couple months. Maybe the chase is what made Juan Soto. The pursuit of always getting this big contract and being the highest paid player in baseball. Now that he is, he's got to settle in. It's going to take a while. It's not going to be immediate. It's going to be here and there. It's going to be Juan Soto. That's not my problem. You know, him not celebrating with Pete Alonso, that might be a little bit of jealousy and envy. Right? That might be a little jealousy and envy. You were so greedy and you wanted all of this money and you got it. But you can't buy Pete Alonso's production. You can't buy Pete Alonso's numbers. You can't buy what Pete Alonso's done in the clutch. Pete Alonso's actually benefiting off of you. You are the highest paid player in the sport. And they got to pitch you a certain way so you don't beat them. Here comes Pete Alonso ready to go. They've underestimated Pete Alonso, right? Because the whole offseason, who wanted Pete? There's no offers for Pete. Pete's got to go crawling back to the Mets and take whatever they give him. No, the Mets gave him good money. That's all Pete ever wanted. Hey, just pay me for what I'm worth. Pay me for what I've done. Make me the highest paid first baseman in baseball, and now I'm playing like the best first baseman in baseball. Ding. Paid Pete. He's been money. Cash. Juan Soto has been a waste of a lot of cash. Haven't gotten the return on investment. Because it's too much money for a guy that isn't a plus defender. And baseball will humble you. The same way I'm talking about Devin Williams. And now, even though the Yankees want to get him right and they can find the right spots for him and all this other stuff, baseball is hard as hell to be successful at. So Devin Williams can get right and still fail in a big moment because those other guys drive nice cars and those other guys make millions too. So baseball is humbling Juan Soto. He got the money, got the big contract. Maybe it's not all it's cracked up to be a Met. Maybe the contrast of his experience as a Yankee last year and a Met this year, maybe there are, how would I know? Maybe there are some little things from travel, from the medical staff, from whatever. And it was hilarious to me how it was all sold as like, oh, yeah, this is a family environment. This is the best for my family. Your family's not on the field. You have to become family with the guys in the clubhouse. You have to become family with your teammates. And there can't be any envy or jealousy, right? It's got to be all about the team. And so some will say, well, Juan Soto's played in two World Series. He's won one. He's been in the postseason big moment. It's regular season. Yeah, but the Mets have a lot of joy. They're good now. The Mets have a lot of players that are happy to perform and win, and Lindor is the captain and the leader. You can't be Lindor. Juan Soto, you went to the Mets thinking that was going to be your team and you'd be the face of the franchise. You're an understudy to Lindor and Alonso. And it's funny because they're benefiting off of hitting in front of you and behind you. Pete Alonso is the face of the franchise, the polar bear, and he's shining. His numbers are much better than yours. And what Lindor embodies, what Lindor is as a leader and as a person, like you can't be him. So, yeah, that's the long and short of what I'm observing. And there's so many opportunities that Juan Soto has had now to be Juan Soto that, like, I watched him as a Yankee. When those opportunities came, oh, you're moving your seat closer to the TV. You just know it's inevitable. It's about to happen. He hasn't been able to make it happen for the Mets. 888-808-1019. Ross is in Bergen County. Before we go to the next break, you got it, Ross.
Keith, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, it's almost like the NBA scriptwriters saw what the NHL cooked up. They had those two game sevens. I don't know if you saw the way those ended. They said we got to get things going in our own right. Round two, I don't know if you saw the stat. First time ever the road team won every single round one. And now if you add.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Insult to injury with Indiana now winning the game two, all five games the road teams won. Every game. And you're talking about, you know, especially here in New York, you had the storyline. We didn't win a single game against kind of the consensus big three, OKC, Boston, Cleveland. The fact that they're 0-4 combined, and considering we're playing one of them, you know, that whole narrative goes out the gutter. You know, obviously Porzingis not on the court for it is a big deal. You know, with him being kind of like the fourth option on that team. But at the end of the day, you look at, obviously everybody's talking about Jalen, but when you look at what Bridges did, everybody and their mother getting on him in the city for what he does, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, but just alone with saving the ball from going out of bounds and then the steal to win it. I mean, just unbelievable. And then OG, I feel like we're not talking about OG enough, man. You know, when they were down, I think 20 was the most they were down by. It was the 75-55 in the third. He hit those back-to-back threes. I think that's what really got him going, you know, on the comeback. So just when you look at them all clicking, you know, except for Cat, which I guess is kind of like an external problem, if you want to nitpick like the one problem in the loss, Cat's really got to get it going because he's Shaq. Everybody's saying, you know, they want to go on a run. You can't have these ends, ifs, or buts type games out of Cat anymore where he could have an on and off night. He's got to lock in and be that the 1B that Brunson's 1A, and he hasn't been. But aside from him, OG's been contributing. Bridges, even though he's not shooting, he's been contributing. Obviously, you saw the campaign when he's shooting, what he did in game one, man. So it was beyond huge to get that first game. And I hope they probably will, but I hope they don't go into this game too with the we only needed one type mentality, because that's where you kind of find yourself falling asleep with the wheel at that point. I hope they just go pedal to the metal, but either way, at the end of the day, that, you know, even if they do lose tonight, God forbid, the fact that they got 1-2 on that marquee court, man, it was absolutely huge.
Yeah, I think it was the biggest game in the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years for the Knicks, and it was such an upset. The whole sports world watched and applauded it, but there are so many people, like Colin Cowherd was like, oh, that's the most meaningless game one win ever. No, it ain't. I think it sets the tone for game two later tonight, and we'll see what type of energy the Knicks come out with. I think they're going to be aggressive. I think that they're going to be physical. And if Karl Anthony Towns can score the basketball, that adds another threat. And like I said, these series, you're playing the same team over and over and over again. No two games are alike. The Celtics will have a different energy and different approach as well. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. But now we've got some Devin Williams calls. We've got some Juan Soto calls. And I guess we'll continue with the Knicks conversation as well. I'll tell you what I'm looking for and what I expect to see in game two. And we'll wrap it up with the Mets, Yanks, Knicks conversation the next 23 minutes I have left on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after this.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on the Fan.
Okay, we're back here. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan for the next few minutes. The Knicks will play, the Mets will play, the Yankees will play, and they're all important games. Rubber matches and game two of the Eastern Conference semifinals. And yeah, you know, Ross was on just now talking about the puck. I watched a little bit of the Hurricanes and Capitals game, but I'm out. The Devils aren't in it. I'm out. Obviously, the Rangers aren't in it, so I don't have to watch and know what's going on. I know there was, you know, this is Stanley Cup playoffs. It was good, and I picked up some hockey this year. I love the Four Nations Classic, but as far as fandom goes, I'm watching every Yankee game no matter what. But then I also have to watch the Mets and keep an eye on, you know, Zach Gallen shutting them down tonight. And then, you know, the Knicks are the number one thing going right now. New York does not always have this. It has been consistent these last few years of the Jalen Brunson era where the Knicks get to the second round. But what we're about to walk into, like, I don't know, like, it's going to be Knicks mania on the Fan all day leading into tomorrow night. And if the Knicks are able to beat the Celtics in game two, it actually grows into, like, you know, belief being needed to actually, like, belief being here, where, you know, Knicks fans that said Knicks in seven, I was like, I don't know who talked y'all into Knicks in seven, but now you have, I mean, you have room to believe, and Knicks in six. I heard Loogie come on, like, good, man. As a fan, you don't go in doubting your team. You don't go in expecting your team to lose or wanting your team to lose. You have to believe, almost to the point of being delusional, almost to the point of, you know, actually sounding crazy when you're the underdog. But that's the best part of it. Like, the stories write themselves, and these players have the pen, and Jalen Brunson's been an underdog his entire life. Nothing changing now. So, looking forward to that. Before we broke, I kind of went in on Juan Soto. And you know what also is great as a Yankee fan with the Juan Soto thing? Juan Soto was amazing. And when you watch Juan Soto help propel your team to a World Series, literally hit the home run and catch the last out that sends them back to the World Series for the first time in 15 years. Like, I was in college the last time I felt like that. I had tears in my eyes as a fan, alone in my living room watching them in Cleveland, watching Hal Steinbrenner and watching Brian Cashman hold up that trophy. I was like, yes, the World Series is coming back to the Bronx and I get to go. Thank you, Juan Soto. And I was convinced that, you know, through that experience, some of that would help Juan Soto's decision to stay in the Bronx. I thought that he would have some bonds with guys like Aaron Judge and make some friendships and meet people in the building and feel some type of way like, hey, if I'm staying in New York, I got to stay with the Yankees, but I got to drive the price up. And he did. And Hal Steinbrenner came out and said, I know what's expected of me. And he gave him an offer where, you know, shout out to John Sterling. John Sterling came on my show and he said, well, clearly he didn't want to be a Yankee, because that's more than enough for anybody that wanted to be a Yankee to accept that offer. But now are you kind of getting to see a little bit about Juan Soto when Met fans are talking about him not celebrating Lindor's walk-off or not being happy for Pete or him struggling or whatever? Like, the guy is so much about himself. It's going to take a while. It's going to take a while. And I got to feel how cold-blooded and how much of this guy is just like he's robotic when the Yankees lost the World Series and he turned his hat to the back and started campaigning. Oh, I'm available to all 30 teams. What? What about the bleacher creatures? What about the roll call? What about the fans, Juan? Like, you know, these fans adore you. Does that make you lean a little? Nope. That should make ownership lean to, wow, wow. So you're starting to see a little bit on the other side of that, right? He's not happy and smiling because he wants to be the man. His ego is the size of that apple that they raise in Citi Field. He wants to be the star of the team. He wanted to be the man, his own guy. He got out of Judge's shadow. But, hey, money can't buy you love. Everything isn't always as it seems. New York, New York, big city of dreams. But everything in New York ain't always what it seems. EJ is in East Meadow on the Fan next. What's up, EJ?
Man, you bring the trolling thing to a new level. I guess you're just sad because, you know what, it's you know, I think if I recall correctly, your Nets aren't doing anything. Your Devils just got eliminated. Your Cowboys are pretty much who? And then here are the Knicks and here are the Mets, which you literally just said maybe about 15 minutes ago that, oh, I think the Mets are better than the Yankees, which I don't really think that you truly believe. But the trolling, man, you and Tony with this, oh, man, I guess he loves himself more than he loves himself. He loves himself too much. What the heck is that? It's May 7th. You guys.
Yeah, you were saying that on April 7th.
No, man. It's May 7th, bro. Yeah. Come on.
So where's it at? Where's the power at? Where's the RBI? Where's his regular numbers at? Where's Juan Soto to save the day? 765
mil. Juan Soto doesn't have to save the day because we're in first place, baby. That's it. We're in first place.
Yeah, where's the return on the investment, EJ? All that parading you did signing the player, he's underperformed. It's not trolling. It's facts. My fandom has nothing to do with it. Honestly.
He underperformed to what we think in terms of stats. He's literally lifted the entire team. That's why they're in first place.
No, you can't say that.
The whole team is bought into
you
the
can't
fact
say
that
they
already know when wants.
You got to give the manager credit for that. The president of baseball operations credit for that. Jeremy Hefner credit for that. Lindor.
Let me just ask you this, man. At the end of May when Juan Soto is then hitting close to 280 again and then still doing the stuff at
I'll
the end
be
of
here.
September when you
I'll
guys,
be ready
when
for
you
it.
Guys
I'm
are
waiting.
On the outside looking in, when you guys who are three games under over 500 are on the outside looking in, what are you going to say then? What will you say then? Will you remember
you
May
don't
7th?
Know that's going to be certain, EJ.
Yeah,
that's what you'd
do
like
you.
To happen.
So stop,
no, I'm
stop,
going
stop
off of what we have
like
now.
He
what we have
anything.
Right now is the highest paid player in the history of baseball not looking like himself. Yeah. Thanks for the call. My teams might not be doing great, but I'm doing well. I'm thriving. I'm prospering. I'm good. I don't care about the Dallas Cowboys. I don't care about the Brooklyn Nets. They're not in season. And the Yankees are in first place and good enough for me, and they've got 20 wins. They should have 25. So what? How long are you going to say it's May 7th, May 15th, May 25th? Oh, it's just June 1st with Juan Soto. For what the guy demanded, a suite, premium tickets, security detail, a wardrobe for his mom, $765 million, a contract that escalates to $800 million. You got him for the next 15 years, and you got to hope that he doesn't age terribly. You got to hope that what you're seeing in this small sample size is just a small sample size and that he does hit closer to 280. He was in 300 with the Yankees. We saw that. I lived that. I met Juan. I was at all them games last year. So what I'm seeing, it's not trolling. It's a contrast. It's facts. He ain't been the same. So what's weighing on him? What's wearing on him? Those Mets colors, the contract, or, yeah, he raised up everybody's level on the team. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's the reason Griffin Canning is great. It's Juan Soto. Please, say whatever you have to say so that you can go to bed at 8, you know, at 2 o'clock in 8 minutes when the show is over. But, like, it's not me trolling. I'm beyond that. I've told you about Juan Soto. I got a front row seat. I said he's going to have two home run games. Well, he had a two home run game. You lost the game. He's going to hit. But right now, I mean, he's working his walks. He's got to be good enough. So it's not so much about me, but I understand the position I'm in. Like, you want to make it about me, make it about me. It's not about my fandom, the teams that I grew up rooting for. I don't care about that. I don't come in here and do my shows based off of my fandom. I don't come in here and base my takes off of, like, when I'm talking about the Knicks, I'm not thinking about the Brooklyn Nets. When I'm talking about the Mets, I'm not thinking about the Yankees either. I do think the Mets are better than the Yankees right now. The Yankees have a closer that can't close, and now they don't know where to pitch him. A rotation with a bunch of holes. A lineup with guys that are hurt and some guys that are not consistent. And obviously they have the best player in the game, but like I it's not trolling to say that Juan Soto has been a disappointment so far. With all of the hype and expectations, he hasn't lived up to them. Sonny is in Montclair, New Jersey on the Fan next. Go for it, Sonny.
Yeah, brother, that was an astute observation. You're talking to a guy. I was at game one of the World Series in L.A. with my son, and we were having a great dad and son moment until, you know, the last batter, Freddie Freeman. I don't talk about that. I'm going back in May to see Dodgers-Yankees again, but you're absolutely right. I don't know how Juan, you talk about the ego and the hubris. Now, man, it's the coldness. No one's not saying he's not a great player. You said it. I agree with you. But did the guy really think you can eat at our house? You could kind of hug us, be part of us, and then just move next door and think that it wasn't even going to get to him at some point?
Yeah, that's got to be weighing on him a little bit too, Sonny. In the city that you chose to play, half of the fans in that city, really more than half,
exactly,
they're wearing F. Juan Soto shirts. They're chanting F. Juan Soto. They hate you. You can't even walk anywhere in the city without someone with a Yankee hat that sees you and looks at you sideways. That you chose
that.
Yeah,
it would have been cool the other way if he started off with the Mets that he didn't come to the Yankees. Same thing.
But Sonny, it was only 1 year he was a rental. So?
Yeah. But I'm saying, but it's so crazy that, like, he just doesn't think about anything but himself. He's got to live with that kind of cross because
he's a young guy that had no idea. And he didn't have anybody in his circle that told him, hey, listen, the money is great and all, but like, this is a seismic shift. This is a colossal move. Do you understand what you represent going from the World Series with the Yankees and in that offseason, about a month later, joining the Mets? Do you understand what comes with that? Are you able to shoulder that? Because he's been automatic. This guy has been robotic. He has been so clutch in situations from the World Series with the Nationals to even in the postseason run with the Yankees. What's up now? What's up with him now? Why is he not so clutch now?
He'll be good in October, but I don't see Keith. I just want to tell one quick thing about Devin. But about Soto, I think he'll be here 5 years and gone, and the Mets are going to think, wow, we thought he loved it here too, just like he loved the Yankees. He's not going to be here for 15 years. It's not going to happen. He's going to be here 5 years, and either the Mets are not going to want to pay him, or they will have won a couple of World Series, and Cone will cut bait.
Yeah, New York ain't for everybody. It might not be for Juan Soto. Maybe as a Yankee, but it might not be for Juan Soto.
Right. And one thing about Devin Williams, everybody keeps telling me, am I missing something, how great he is? Like, for you, the job is you're doing the job. You're Keith McPherson. You're at FAN. I want you. Why do they keep trying to shove Williams down our throat when we have Weaver? And Williams in the past wet the bed against the Diamondbacks. He's got a 23 ERA.
Don't have to force it. Don't have to force any. It's $8.5 million. He wasn't drafted. He wasn't homegrown. They traded for him, and what they traded for him was really nothing. Don't have to keep forcing that.
I think he's dying that if you pulled the plug on him tomorrow, he'd say, thank God. He doesn't have the guts to even demand a trade. He's caught because he's going to be a free agent next year. He's not going to be back here. Build him up his confidence and flip him. Do not pitch this guy in October. And one more thing, how many the Cashman's daughters got another show? That tells you Cashman's never leaving the Yankees.
Thanks for the call. Leave Gracie Cashman out of this. John is in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, John?
Yeah, what's up, Keith? Just calling to ask you two questions. One,
You think the pitcher from the closer for the Yankees playing in the dome is playing a part of why he's struggling? Like, his philosophy went down. If he was in the dome, I think that philosophy would not have gone down. But
yeah, I've been in Miller Park. It's way different in Wisconsin than it is outside in Yankee Stadium. They're pitching him in the cold, in the rain, in the elements. Yeah, it definitely plays into it, in my opinion.
Yeah, y'all got to give him time. You got to give the guy time, man. You got to give him time. Because, that is hard.
Yeah, but they're going to give him time because he's going to be on the team. Probably they're not going to be able to trade him. He's going to be here the whole season. But there are so many things stacked against him now where it is going to be even harder for him to succeed. In my opinion, I'm just like, it's already too much of an uphill battle.
Yeah, I think it started off in the bad note when people were blaming him for the facial hair, and that's kind of messed up because the Yankees should have been done that a long time ago, bro. Get with the program.
That's tough. Right? It's like, okay, we changed the facial hair policy for you. You got to be Mariano Rivera. Impossible. Impossible.
Yeah. Now, my other question for you is with Juan Soto. I think he is making the team around him better. You just said it, Lindor's.
No, absolutely, but we can't credit this Mets hot start in first place and winning at home because of Juan Soto. High tide raises all ships, yes, but like...
Yeah, my question to you, though, about Juan Soto is, right, I've been watching the Mets games since this all started. I have not seen him do the shovel one time. Seems like, I don't know, do you think in the contract they might have, when they sat down with him, they said, listen, we'll give you all this money, we'll give your mother the allowance, but you can't do the
show. Thanks for the call, John. Juan Soto had a chain made last year, and his silhouette was like a Jordan Jumpman, but it was him doing the squat of the Soto shuffle. What? Frank is in Baldwin, New York. Last call. You got it, Frank.
My number one sports G, KMVP. How you doing, my friend?
Great.
I am really disgusted right now with a couple of things with the Mets. First of all, I think it's time to O'Neill. I mean, we got to play Acuna every day. Why is Chip O'Neill still in the lineup?
I mean, Jeff McNeil's a veteran. They paid him. Acuna is the future. That kid, like, I would play him every day because he's going to make plays. He's going to do something to impact the game every day. But Jeff McNeil being back, he's paid. He's part of the fabric of the Mets. They're gonna keep running him out there.
Quick question. You know, I mean, people that come from Latin America, Dominican, sometimes they lie about their age. Is there just any possibility that maybe Juan Soto is not as young as he is, and maybe he's just aging, and maybe he's 31, 32? It's very possible. It's happened in the past with a lot of big ball players.
I know he'll be a Met until he's 41, so that's all I can tell you. He'll be a Met until he's 41, so... I hope he's not actually, 5 years. I hope he is 26. But that's none of my business. That's not my problem, man. Juan Soto, the generational Juan Soto, he's going to be great. You guys just wait. He's going to hit 5 home runs in the Subway Series against the Yankees. And I'll be here for it. And when he does turn it on, I'll be here for it. And I'm going to say, there's the guy I saw as a Yankee. I saw as a Padre. I saw as a National. I'm waiting for it consistently. I'm waiting for him to be the reason that the Mets win. It just hasn't really happened yet, but maybe it'll happen. Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it'll happen. C-Max coming up next. Thanks for listening. We'll do this again tomorrow after the Knicks and Yankees play. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.